The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the days for Jesus being taken up were fulfilled, he resolutely determined to journey to Jerusalem. He sent the message ahead of him. On the way, they entered a Samaritan village to prepare for his reception there, but they would not welcome him, because the destination of his journey was Jerusalem. When the disciples James and John saw this, they said, "Lord, do you want us to call down fire from the heavens to consume them?" Jesus turned and rebuked them and journeyed to another village. As they were proceeding on their journey, someone said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus answered him, "Foxes have dens, birds of the sky have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to rest his head." And to another he said, "Follow me." But he replied, "Lord, let me go first bury my father." And he answered him, "Let the dead bury the dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God." And another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but first let me say farewell to my family at home." To him, Jesus said, "No one who sets his hand to the plow and looks to what was left behind is fit for the kingdom of God." The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus had a mission, something to accomplish on this earth, and that is to send a message to us from God. And he desired for all people to receive this message. And it's not just a message, it's a presence. Jesus wanted everyone to know that God is with them. And he especially wanted to go to this Samaritan village. But the Samaritan community culture was sort of diametrically opposed to the Jewish community of that time. And Jesus was clearly a Jewish person, but he wanted the Samaritans to understand that God is with them too. See, the Samaritans didn't exit in the exile when the Jewish people left and were being influenced by the pagan culture. They didn't exit, and they were sort of infused. They brought on some of the pagan sort of traditions, but still considered themselves worshipers of God. And they didn't believe in going to Jerusalem to worship. It was only the Jewish people. So when Jesus was going to Jerusalem, they knew that he was Jewish. Yet Jesus wanted them to know that God was with them. And he wanted them to have this message. And he knew he couldn't do it, but he knew that his disciples could, that someone could bring that message. And what is that message? That message has to do with our baptism. That we're baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And when that happens for Jesus, there's a message from the Father. If you remember this in scriptures, that the skies open up, and it's a voice from God to Jesus. "You are my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." That message isn't just for Jesus. It's for all of us. And we don't necessarily see the skies open up at our baptisms, but it's our moms, it's our dads, it's our grandparents who convey that message from God and from themselves. "You are my beloved son. You are my beloved daughter, in whom I am well pleased." Jesus wants all of us to believe and make that message a part of our lives. And when we sort of absorb that message, then we too are called to be disciples, to go to the Samaritan village, to go to that village, that place where only we could go, and proclaim that message in word and in deed. We're being sent forth to bring that message. Jesus longed to bring that message to the Samaritans, but he couldn't. He was prevented from doing so. But he wanted, and we hear that second part of the gospel, that, you know, that birds have nests and foxes have dens. These are all sort of messages of discipleship, that we're being called to bring a message, and Jesus invites us to do so in the fullness, in generous ways. And this message also is about happiness. And we hear in that second reading about what is happiness. What is lasting happiness? It is that which fulfilling the urges of the flesh doesn't have to do with the spiritual life. And Jesus, and this sort of idea of happiness, where do we find true fulfillment? And sort of an answer to this comes from a probably an unlikely place. There's a, if you follow college football, you'll know who Lou Holtz is. He gave a speech, and if you're a Notre Dame fan, it's St. Lou Holtz. He gave a speech at a college graduation, and it was about happiness. And he said, if you want to be happy for a year, win the lottery. You'll make a lot of money, and then you'll be miserable after that. I don't know, that's what he said, but I wouldn't mind giving it a try. He said, if you want to be happy for a week, go on a cruise. Travel around. Go on a cruise. If you want to be happy for a week. If you want to be happy for an hour, eat a steak. Eat, you know, happy for an hour. If you want to be happy for your life, believe in Jesus Christ as your Savior, and you'll be happy for a lifetime. Sort of gives the wisdom of what truly brings happiness. It's not the desires of our flesh. It is truly a spiritual happiness. It's a spiritual happiness that when we see happiness in others, that's what brings us happiness. I was around my family this past weekend, my nieces and nephews. When I saw them filled with joy, that was my joy too. That's what spiritual happiness is. It's not just my own happiness. It's seeing the joy in others and rejoicing in that joy. How is it that we can truly know that joy, know that fullness of life that Jesus wants for us? Not to be enslaved to our senses, but truly embrace a freedom of spiritual joy and happiness. So how is it that we can be a part of that message that Jesus wanted to be, to go to that Samaritan village and was not able to convey to them? And that is the baptism, and that is that you are my beloved daughter, you are my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. That's such an antidote from the existential challenges of our life. When we absorb that and allow it to be a part of our lives, you are my beloved daughter, you are my beloved son, in whom my favor rests. How can we absorb that, and how can we go to our own Samaritan towns, those places of which might not understand Jesus, but might understand our voice and our testimony to how it is that our faith in Jesus Christ has brought us spiritual peace and fulfillment. And let us find ways that we can absorb that great gift and share that with the people who are most in need. Amen.